On today's Kids Corner, nothing seems to be going right for Liz, and he takes his revenge on Skink.
Oh man, look at this. They left a can of spray paint.
Hey, give me that.
What are you gonna do? Skink stinks? That's what you're painting? Skink stinks?
Oh yeah.
Hey, you kids, I saw what you did.
Liz, let's get out of here.
Come back here.
Where do we go? Spike, where do we go?
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Another school day has ended at Terrene Elementary, usually a reason to be happy for Liz and Lucille. But today, both are feeling a little, well, disappointed.
I can't believe I got a C on that math exam.
Oh, me either. And I stayed home and studied every night for the last week.
Yeah, tell me about it. I studied so hard I got a headache.
Well, I studied so hard I got a headache, a neck ache, and a backache.
Yeah, well, I studied so hard I thought my eyes would pop out of my head.
Oh, yeah? Well, I studied so hard, I thought my brain was gonna explode right out of my head and little pieces would stick all over the walls.
You're really gross, you know that?
I know, it's one of my better features.
The point is, who would have guessed multiplying fractions could be so tough?
Well, I knew it was tough. I just thought I understood it. I guess I was wrong.
Whoa! What was that?
I don't know, but it sure didn't sound good.
Out of the way, Lizarardo!
Hey, watch it, Skink!
I'm out of here!
Yeah, he almost knocked me over!
Oh, forget it, he's halfway to Clobber.
Greetings, Lucille, Liz.
Hi, Cammy.
Wasn't that math test today amusing?
Amusing?
It was so easy. I could only assume Miss Waddle was joking with us.
Yeah, well, I think some of us didn't get the punchline.
I take it you did well, Cammy?
My customary A.
An A? You got an A on that test?
Didn't you?
Oh,
Lucille,
man.
You usually do well on math exams.
Yeah, not this time. I got a C.
Yeah, same here. And I even prayed about it.
Prayed? About an exam?
Well, sure.
Lucille, did you also pray?
Well, I try to pray about everything, Cammy.
Yeah, and yet we still did lousy.
Yeah. A C isn't lousy, it's average.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah? If you got one, would you think it was average?
Oh, well, point taken.
Yeah.
So, what happened? I'm sure you didn't pray to your God to do average on the exam, did you?
No, I prayed to do well.
Well, most times I prayed just to pass an exam, but this time I went for broke. I prayed I'd get an A.
And yet you received a C. Did God not hear your prayer?
Well, yeah. No. Oh, I don't know, Kimmy.
Well, I'm sure he heard us. I guess he just had other plans for us.
Interesting. Well, I'll see you all next week.
Oh, wait a sec, Cammy. I'll walk home with you.
I shall value your company.
Is that going to be okay, Liz?
Oh, yeah, of course, Lucille. Go ahead. I mean, I'm fine.
Because you seem pretty frustrated right now.
No, it's just a dopey old math test.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, at least I passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go on, walk with Cammy. I'll be fine.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Sure, later.
Hey, Liz!
Oh, hey, Spike.
Man, did you hear that? Someone just flushed a cherry bomb.
Oh, so that's what that was.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what did you get on that math exam?
Huh? I don't remember. Hey, what are you doing right now?
Probably studying how to multiply fractions. Why?
Oh, just because this afternoon the public library is showing Cortex Invaders from Planet Cortisol in the auditorium.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's the movie that inspired X-Mutants from Planet Xenon.
I know.
It's a classic.
You're telling me. We have to go.
Oh, yeah. That'll get my mind off that crummy exam.
Yeah. What exam?
Oh, forget it. Cortex Invaders, here we come.
When Liz and Spike arrived at the public library, they were surprised to find the auditorium packed with kids.
Oh, whoa. I didn't know this movie was so popular.
Oh, it's not. The door prize is.
Wait, what door prize?
An LRE game system with 4 games.
Oh, no way. I've wanted an LRE system forever.
Me too.
Just can't afford one.
Yeah, well, today could be your lucky day.
Wow.
Come on, let's grab some seats before they're all taken.
All right, come on. Oh, an LRE. Oh, I hope I win it.
Only if you're luckier than me.
Oh, come on. Spike, why do you want it? You've got a better game system than the LRE. You've got a Jeter 10,000.
Yeah, I know. But there are a couple of games that were made only for the LRE that I'd like to have.
Oh.
Ah, here we are. Too bad they don't allow popcorn in here.
Yeah. Hey, Spike, can we switch seats?
Why?
I can't see over the kid in front of me.
Yeah, but I like this chair. I'm comfortable.
Oh, come on. You're taller than I am. Spike, please.
Okay, switch.
Thanks.
Eventually, the librarian started the movie, much to the delight of the kids. But Liz couldn't even enjoy it. He was so anxious to win the LRE system.
Oh, an LRE game system. Oh, that would be so cool. Oh, please, Lord, let me win it. I promise I'll be responsible with it. I won't play it when I'm supposed to be studying or late at night or any other time I'm not supposed to. Oh, please, God, please, 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 please.
Finally, the film ended, and it was time for the drawing.
This is it.
Oh, I hope I win. Oh, please, God, let me win, please.
In this hat are several tickets. I'm going to draw one out there, number 22365. Remember that, because taped to the underside of one of your chairs is a ticket with a number that matches this one. All of you, look under your chairs.
Oh, 22366. Oh, man.
22365?
No.
22365, I got it! I got the ticket I won!
Oh, man!
Yeah!
Woo! We have a winner!
You won, Spike! You gotta be kidding me!
Nope! See? 22365! I am so lucky!
Man!
LRE, come to Papa Spike!
Oh, I can't believe this!
The walk home was not much fun for Liz. All Spike talked about was his new LRE game system.
Hey, Liz, you see this? One of the games I got was Monster a Go-Go. You can't get that for the Jeter 10,000.
Yeah, I saw.
That's almost worth buying the system for all by itself. But now I don't have to, because I got one for free.
Yeah, congratulations.
What's up with you?
Oh, nothing.
Yes, there is. What's wrong?
Well, it's just that... Well, I mean, come on, Spike. That was originally my chair. You switched with me.
Yeah, because you wanted me to.
Well, yeah, because of the kid with the big head.
Well, his big head got me an LRE.
But
what?
But you don't need it. You have every other system, and I don't have any.
What are you saying, Liz? That I should give this to you?
Well, sure. Why not?
You had me going there for a second, Liz. I really thought you were serious.
I am serious.
What?
Why shouldn't you give it to me?
Well, because I want it and I don't want to.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Look, you know you can play with it anytime you want. In fact, why don't you come over right now and help me set it up?
Nah, I better get home.
Okay. Well, I'll see you later then.
Yeah.
You know, luck was with me today. Next time, maybe luck will be with you. See ya.
I thought I had something more powerful than luck with me today. Maybe I was wrong.
For the rest of that night and into the next morning, Liz was bummed about the math test and losing the LRE game system. But he cheered up considerably when Lucille called and reminded him about Grandpa Anoli's annual hedge trimming. Liz helped Grandpa out every year, and he figured that he could earn enough money to at least buy a couple of games for Spike's new LRE. Liz rushed to Grandpa's farm as fast as he could.
Hey, Grandpa.
Oh, hi there, Liz.
I'm here to help you with your annual hedge trimming.
Well, that's real nice, Liz, but, I already got someone to help me with it.
You did?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Who?
Hey, Lizarardo. What are you doing here?
Skink? Grandpa, you got Skink to help you?
He sure did. And he's paying me real good,
man.
Too.
Can I talk to you a second, please?
Sorry, Lizarardo. I have work to do.
Not you, Skink. Grandpa Anoli, may I please speak with you for a moment?
Sure. Skink, why don't you go take care of those hedges around the back, all right?
You got it, Grandpa.
All right, what is it, Liz?
Well, I was... You see, I... Well...
Yeah?
I'd hope that... Well, Grandpa, how can you hire Skink to help you with your hedges?
It was easy. I just said, Skink, will you help me trim my hedges?
Oh,
he wasn't so sure till I told him I'd toss him a sawbuck.
What?
Pay him $10.
But, Grandpa, I always help you.
I thought I'd give you a break this year.
But you don't even know Skink all that well.
Well, then this is an opportunity for me to get to know him a little better.
Oh, come on. What's to get to know? He's an iguana, a no-good Nick. They're all bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I seem to remember you wanted to be an iguana a while back.
Well, yeah, but, well,
mm-hmm.
I didn't... Maybe I... Well, I didn't know what troublemakers they were.
Liz, you need to understand that just because I chose Skink to help me with my hedges, it doesn't mean I like you any less.
Oh, yeah, you say that now. Next thing I know, I'm going to be coming over here and Skink will be drinking lemonade from my special cup.
What special cup?
I always use that mug with the chipped handle. It's my special cup.
All my mugs have chipped handles.
See? It's happening already.
Liz, I think something's bothering you. It has nothing to do with me or Skink or a special cup. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing. I'm going home.
Liz spent the next few days moping around, not really talking to anyone. Then Thursday night rolled up, the night Liz, Lucille, and Grandpa Annoli had set aside for Bible study.
Hi, Liz. Ready?
Oh, hey, Lucille. I forgot to tell you. I'm not going.
What? Why not?
I just don't want to.
But you're one of the ones that started this Bible study. It was your idea.
Yeah, I know. I changed my mind.
Okay, Liz. Out with it.
Out with what?
With whatever's been bothering you. Come on, let's have it.
Nothing's bothering me, Lucille.
You've been one giant mope for the past few days. So let's have it.
Look, I don't want to talk about this.
Liz,
okay.
You know, I'm your best friend, remember? Tell me.
All right. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Do you ever wonder if it's worth it?
If what's worth it?
Being a Christian, praying, studying the Bible, do you ever wonder if it's worth the effort?
Not really. Why?
Because I have. I've been thinking about it a lot ever since I got that C on the math exam.
Oh, you've gotten lots of C's before?
Yeah, but this time, you remember what Cammie asked?
Oh, yeah. She asked if God maybe didn't hear our prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it bothered me too, but it didn't make me wonder if God hears us. I know he does.
Yeah, well, I went with Spike to the movie at the library, and they had a drawing for an LRE game system. All you had to do was sit in the right seat, and you won it.
But you didn't sit in the right seat, did you?
No, that's the thing. I did at first. Then I switched seats with Spike before the movie started. He sat in my seat. I should have won, but instead he did.
Liz, you can't be angry.
And then I went to Grandpa Noli's to help him with his hedges, and he already had Skink helping him. I mean, come on, Skink? A known felon?
Well, he's not a felon.
Well, he's a troublemaker. And Grandpa Noli picked him to help with the hedges.
So... what's all this got to do with wondering if it's worth being a Christian?
Isn't it obvious? Skink's not a Christian, and Grandpa Noli picked him. Spike's not a Christian, and he won the game system. Cammie's not a Christian, and she smoked us on the math exam.
So?
So, we're Christians. We pray and ask God to help us and give us stuff, but no, other people who never pray get everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I make a good point, don't I?
No, I just can't believe how whiny you are right now.
Oh, thanks, Lucille.
I don't even want to talk to you when you're like this. I'm just going to go to Bible study. I'll see you later.
Figures.
So Lucille went to Bible study. A little while later, Liz went out too, but he went to Spike's house.
Come on in. Oh, hey, Liz, check it out. I'm playing Monster A-Go-Go.
Yeah, nice. You want to go out and do something?
Yeah, right. Like what?
I don't know. Just hang out.
Wait a minute. Don't you usually have your Bible study thingy tonight?
Yeah, but I'm not going.
You gave up your Bible study night to hang out with me?
Yeah.
Huh. That's cool. All right, let's go.
When Lucille arrived at Bible study, she told Grandpa Annoli exactly what Liz had said to her.
He sounds pretty frustrated.
Yeah, he was. Real whiny, too.
Hmm.
I've never seen him like this before. This frustrated, I mean. I've seen him whiny lots of times, but this time it's like...
It's a very serious thing when you start to think being a Christian doesn't matter.
So what should we do?
I'll have a talk with Liz tomorrow. Right now, we ought to pray.
While Grandpa Annoli and Lucille prayed, Liz and Spike wandered around Tyrene, finally ending up at the train yard.
What are we doing here?
I just wanted to check it out.
You know this is where the iguanas hang out sometimes.
Yeah.
You see that train car? It's got all their graffiti on it.
Oh, it figures that Skink's name is the biggest one.
Oh, man, look at this. They left a can of spray paint.
Hey, give me that.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna fix the graffiti.
Huh?
Something just isn't right.
You better do it quick. I mean, we're not even supposed to be here in the first place.
I'm hurrying.
What are you... Skink Stinks? That's what you're painting? Skink Stinks?
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm done.
Oh, man. Now, you realize when he reads this, he's going to go completely Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, but Spike, he won't know I did it.
Hey, you kids, I saw what you did.
Liz, let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Come back here.
Where do we go? Spike, where do we go?
Come on, through here.
Okay.
Liz and Spike ran all around the train yard, trying to get away from the security guard. They crawled under cars, between cars, and in one case, even over a car. Before long, they couldn't hear the security guard chasing them.
Okay, I think we lost him.
I don't see him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good. I think we lost him.
Okay, all right. Come on, let's get out of here.
Gotcha!
No! Let me go!
Give it up, boys! Coming with me!
Become part of the Bible story and listen as the greatest stories of the Bible come to life.
Jesus, wake up, Master! Help us!
Master, wake up!
Master!
We're gonna drown!
Help us, please!
Don't you even care?
Check out Kids Corner's Bible Stories podcast, an immersive audio drama series.
But he's alive. He sat here among us. He walked with us.
Close your eyes and listen to biblical characters telling their part in God's big story.
A lion! I call upon the name of the Lord of hosts. Ah! Let go of my sheep! Let go!
Choose from over 50 stories spanning from creation.
And light started shining. God looked at the light and saw that it was good.
Through the history of the early church.
There was a noise from heaven, like the sound of a mighty wind.
Paul, what should we do now?
Each story has a devotional with memory verses and Bible readings to help you take a deep dive into Scripture. Check out our Bible Stories podcast.
He's alive! Lazarus is alive!
At kidscorner.net.
Yes! Jesus, yes!
And discover your place in God's big story.
The next day, Grandpa Annoli waited until school was finished. Then he went to visit Liz at his home. As he walked up to the house, he was surprised to see a security guard talking to Liz.
And we'll have all the paint you need for the job.
Okay.
But I expect those train cars to look as new and clean as the day they first rolled onto the tracks.
Yes, sir.
What goes on here?
I got in a little trouble last night,
what?
Grandpa.
Trespassing and vandalism isn't a little trouble.
Trespassing and vandalism? Liz, what did you do?
Spike and I spray-painted some graffiti on a train car.
A friend here did the spray-painting. The other kid was just along for the ride, I guess.
Yeah, well, Dad grounded me for a month, and I've got to cover up all the graffiti on all the cars in the train yard.
And there's plenty.
I didn't do it all, though.
Doesn't matter. You're the one I caught.
All right.
I need to be going. I'll see you on Saturday morning, bright and early.
Yes, sir.
Liz, you floor me. You absolutely floor me. I never picked you for a vandal.
Grandpa, it was just this one time. And I wasn't really vandalizing the train. I was covering up somebody else's graffiti.
Oh, does that matter?
No, I guess not.
And it goes without saying that none of this would have happened if you'd been at our Bible study.
Yeah, I know.
Lucille told me what you said to her last night about wondering whether being a Christian was worth it.
Yeah, I figured she'd tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're gonna say, Grandpa. I'm wrong to question things. I know.
I wasn't gonna say that.
You weren't?
No. Liz, I don't want you to think there's something wrong with questioning your faith.
Really?
Lots of folks have done it. Even lots of folks in the Bible.
Have you ever done it?
Yes, I have. I don't think it's possible to go through your entire life and never question your faith.
Well, what made you do it?
Well, the details aren't important, but let's just say that there were times when things didn't go the way I wanted or thought they should go. It made me wonder if God knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
But in the end, I came to an important conclusion.
Which was?
Of course God knew what he was doing.
Oh.
There's a verse in Genesis. Chapter 18, verse 25, I believe. It says, "Won't the judge of all the earth do what is right?"
I want to believe that he does, Grandpa, but sometimes
it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, especially lately. Everything is going so crummy right now.
First of all, Liz, I don't believe everything is going so crummy for you right now.
Grandpa, but what am I going to do about this vandalism thing?
Well, what you did to those train cars isn't God's fault. You have to pay the penalty for what you did.
Oh, man, those stupid train cars. I was just painting over Skink's graffiti in the first place.
Oh, Skink, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me. Lucille said you were still upset that I had Skink trim my hedges instead of you.
Well, yeah. I still don't understand. Why did you choose him over me?
Liz, you and I are friends. We can talk about a lot of things already.
I'll say.
But I don't know Skink that well. You think if I tried to tell him about Jesus, he'd give me the time of day?
No way.
But if I get to know him a little better, maybe even be friends with him, you think it would be easier to witness to him?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Hmm?
I guess I should have thought of that myself, huh?
Maybe. Don't worry, Liz. I won't let Skink drink from your special cup.
That's okay, Grandpa.
Hey, you feeling a little better?
Yeah, I suppose.
Are you ready to trust that God is going to do the right thing again?
Yeah, but I still wonder why some people who aren't Christians get ahead, while people who trust God have all kinds of problems.
Yeah, we can't always know God's reasons, but we can always trust God to do what's right. Besides, in the long run, those folks aren't getting away with anything.
What do you mean?
Numbers 32, verse 23. You can be sure that your sin will be discovered. It'll be brought out in the open.
Wow.
Sounds to me like God definitely has everything under control.
The next day, Liz explained everything to Lucille, including the little chat Grandpa Noli had with him.
I can't believe you're grounded for a month.
Yeah, well, Dad was pretty upset with me.
No, I meant for only a month.
Hey!
Come on, you have to admit that wasn't a very smart thing to do.
Well, it's not like I thought I'd get caught. And besides, when you think God doesn't care, nothing really matters.
I hope I never start thinking God doesn't care about me.
Hey, did you guys hear?
Hey, what?
Mike, what?
Remember last week when someone flushed a cherry bomb?
Oh, yeah. It made a huge mess. Uh-huh.
So, did they catch who did it?
Yep. Skink.
Oh. What a surprise.
You can be sure that your sin will be discovered.
Yeah. What?
Oh, it's just a Bible verse that Grandpa Noli told me. Well, if you guys will excuse me, I got some trains to paint.
All right, see ya.
I'll see you later.
Have you ever wondered if God is really on your side? Have you prayed for something and not gotten the answer you hoped for? Let's face it, things don't always go the way we want them to. Sometimes things go downright awful. But God promises us that He can be trusted to do what's right. Liz learned an important lesson today. When bad stuff happens, keep in mind, God is on your side. And when you're on God's side, everything will turn out for your good. You can count on it.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.